Right, hello, part two. I have to say, when Jane and I started preparing this, I found it really helpful. So I've been trying to put into practice what I learned from her, and it has been a revolution. So in the shower, eating, I kind of have my plate before me, and I try to, you know, taste everything on my plate rather than just eating, because it's meal times. So I can recommend it to you as someone who didn't know about mindfulness before. So for those who don't know me, my name's Dee. I'm a member of St. Matthew's. And we're just going to continue in that sense of mindfulness by doing something very practical in twos. So if you're not in a two, can I ask you to move where you will be with someone else? Because you're going to be massaging each other's hands. I'm not going to talk very much. We're actually going to do rather than listen to me, but I will be demonstrating first. And again, in your goodie bag, you will find some explanatory notes about why massage, why hands, and how it is a very good way of releasing tension and stress in your bodies. I don't know whether you're aware and thought of how much you use your hands in daily life, cutting, chopping, folding, driving, combing your hair, preparing stuff, washing, etc., etc., etc. So you can do this for yourself at home. There are very simple exercises. It's not complicated. And I want to tell you first that I'm not a professional. I learned this a few years ago at a diocesan training day for evangelists, and I've tried to put into practice what I learned on that day on myself, and I've shared it with certain people. And we've even had a pamper day here at St. Matthew's where I was asked to actually share this with some folks. And also on Caris's fundraising day, I did some hand massage as well, which I hope was beneficial to everyone. So a little bit about why massage. Touch is very important, and it is comforting, it is healing, it's relaxing, it's healthy, it releases tension, and it is biblical. I've given you some links in the handout to actually find out for yourselves how many references there are in the Bible regarding touch and anointing, not necessarily using the modern word massage, but anointing more often than not, and usually with oil. So they're referencing for biblical oils. And I also have a book here, which you might like to dip into at the end of the session, which references an awful lot about the healing oils of the Bible. But also, just to give you a couple, Esther was anointed with oil before she met the king. And in the New Testament, of course, we know the story about the woman who entered Simon the leper's house and washed Jesus' feet with her tears, and then broke a jar of spikenard in order to massage. Anointing is used, but basically massage. Massage in biblical terms is a way of welcoming people into your home, because, as you can imagine, there wasn't readily opening a tap and washing someone's feet. So basically what she was doing was an act of hospitality, because Simon the leper hadn't produced that for Jesus. You know, he was there to share a meal in Simon's house. But this lady obviously knew the benefits of actually using oils to freshen up. And what she did was so welcoming to Jesus. And he didn't stop her. He allowed her to do it. So I just want to share with you a little bit about how I learned how beneficial massage is. When my two girls were very small, they would often come to me and say, "Mummy, I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. I'm worrying about this or that, the other," and, you know, just couldn't sleep. So what I would do was I would get baby powder, not oil, but baby powder, and I'd ask them to take their nightie off or their pajamas off, and I would lay them on the bed, and I would actually massage their back with baby powder. And believe it or not, they fell asleep. So I just found that a very simple way of easing the stress and tension in my children's bodies and allowing them to sleep. So I think the modern thinking also is, I've heard that a lot of people, a lot of practitioners now, if you've got a fretful baby, is massage your baby. You know, the little limbs, you know, with either oil or baby powder, depending on, you know, how sensitive the child is to powder or oil. And so what I brought along today for us to use is baby oil. Now, it has a hint of lavender in it, which ties up very nicely with spikenard, because spikenard is actually lavender. So without more talking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move into massage, and I'd like a volunteer. Please, come. For all of you that are slightly far away, what I'm going to do is ask Hannah very kindly to, if I sit there, will that be okay? To follow the massage as I... What's your name?
Dinah.
Thank you, Dinah. Okay. So this massage that I'm going to do on Dinah is not prescriptive. It's what
Dinah,
I have...
Not Dinah.
Sorry, Dana. Yeah. Sorry, I beg your pardon. So what I'm going to do on Dana is not prescriptive, is what I learnt through that demonstration, first of all. But what I plucked off the internet is a very simple graphic hand massage, which you can do either in twos. You'll find a copy of it on your table. And beside it is one that you can actually do at home for yourself. So the first thing to do is to actually, because we've all been eating, is to clean our hands. So these are just baby wipes. Before I do anything else, I need to take off my rings since I don't want to, you know, scratch your hand. And neither do I want to get oil in my ring. So it'd be beneficial if you take off any rings that have got stones in it so you don't get oil in them. And just cleanse the hand in preparation for massage. So, taking the oil, and I've given you little pots on the table, one per person. It's got about 30 ml of oil in it. Generally, I would say about a teaspoonful is probably enough for one hand. So you would take the oil, warm it between your hands, and then lift the hand, apply both sides, and then start with the palm, massaging with your thumbs up and down the middle of the palm. And it would be appropriate at this moment to say to Dana, is that pressure okay, or is that too hard? It's fine. Okay. So I would ask you in twos also to check that the pressure is okay as you start to massage, because the last thing you want to do is to actually do it too firmly. So at this point, I would go up the palm towards the heart. Again, this is no reason for this. This is just what I learned. I'm not a reflexologist, and in no way am I a practitioner of proper massage, but this I have found to be so beneficial. So just take one finger at a time, starting with the thumb, gently pull, and then massage using your thumb and your hand all the way down the finger. And when you get to the end, pinch slightly and pull. Again, no reason, that's just following what I have learned. And it's okay at this moment just to check again, is that pressure okay? Good. So I'm only going to do one hand because you will be repeating this on the other hand. And the action is just simply rolling the finger between your thumb and hand, pinch at the end and just pull. Then you turn the hand over, and again, you will massage with your thumbs in the middle of the palm. And you'd finish off by just resting your hand on her hand. Now, although I have been talking through the demo, what I'd like to suggest to you is that you, if you'd like to just clean the oils off your hand, if you've got rings, it's a good thing to just clean the excess oil off your hand before you put your rings back on again. If I could ask Dana to return to your seat, because I'd like to face everybody whilst I explain the next stage. Thank you. That's not what you do. Right. Am I getting this on properly? No.
Other way round. Other way round.
Okay.
Is it on that side?
That's it. That's better.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Sorry, folks. Right. Now, the next part might be very strange for you all, but decide which of you is going to go first with the massage, and the other one will massage your partner's hands. Following what I have just done, cleanse and then start to massage. It isn't important that you remember how many times to do it, in which order you do it. Just use the prompt sheet, if you like, on your table and follow the steps. The idea is that those who are receiving the massage don't talk, so you don't talk to one another, other than just at the very beginning, check on the pressure that you're using to massage your partner's hands. And what I'd like to do, there will be some background music. What I'd like you to do is also to be present in the moment. You will, as Jane has said, you know, once you start to learn how to do this, you will have other thoughts coming into your head. That's fine. Accept them. What it might be helpful for you to do is, if that happens, just find a name or a symbol, for instance, like Jesus or Father, Son and Holy Spirit, or a symbol might be the cross or a dove, and just bring your thoughts back so that you are welcoming and enjoying the presence of God and allow him to speak to you. You're not listening for anybody else. You're just listening for yourself. So what I would suggest is you spend about 3 to 5 minutes on one hand and then you swap so that then you massage your partner's hands. Is that okay? If you get into trouble, just raise a hand and Jane and I will come to you and just help you out with whatever you're doing. But basically, this exercise is to be conducted in silence. What I would like to do, once you've had your initial discussion about who's going first and who's going second, the best thing is if you face each other, that's a lot better. Otherwise, you're at an awkward angle. So if you can, make yourselves comfortable and face each other. I'm just going to read what's called a centering prayer. And again, it's from the book by Joyce Rupp. Just to bring us into that moment where we're ready to receive the presence of God and to be contemplative. Loving, life-giving God, you continuously pour your transforming love into the cup of our lives. Like a spring rain falling into the open soil, your love and ours is mixed and mingled into an energizing oneness. Your presence is the power we need to grow and to change. Your gift of love enables us to commit ourselves to the unending process of spiritual transformation. How grateful we are, how ready to grow. Let us enter into quiet now as we focus on the life of God within us. Can I just say that if you haven't already, it might be a good idea to now swap, and the one who's been receiving to actually conduct a massage of just one hand of your partner, and to continue to maintain silence. We're pretty tight on time, so if you haven't already swapped and you're happy to continue with the massage, that's fine. some of you have finished and some haven't, so if you want to continue, that's fine. I'm just going to close in prayer, but Jane and I will be around if you want to come and ask us some questions and or if you would like ministry for anything at all. And please don't forget, as you leave, to take your goodie bag, which is in the centre. There is a lot of explanatory stuff in there, as well as a lot of, that Jane has prepared for you to use as you wish, plus the helpful hints and tips with regard to the hand massage and also the biblical referencing for anointing with oil. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. We hope this has been encouraging and beneficial for you, and we hope that some of you, maybe all of you, might go home and practice mindfulness. It is really very beneficial for health and well-being. Thank you very much for being with us. I'll just close now in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your Spirit, which has been with us this morning. Your presence has been lovely, Lord. We've so enjoyed, as we've drawn closer to you, that you have drawn closer to us. Father, be with us as we leave here this morning. Help us to take what we have heard and experienced and learnt and use it in our daily lives. Father, thank you for sharing your life with us, for breathing in your breath into our bodies. And Lord, as we leave here this morning, Father, we want you to accompany us into the rest of the day and the rest of the week. We ask your blessing upon us, Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.